One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/audioboom.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/audioboom.
Today on The Grave Talks, Hollywood Forever, a conversation with Greg Ludwig. Have you ever wondered what it would be like to have a conversation with a deceased celebrity? In the afterlife, do celebrities still enjoy some sort of privileged status? Today we have a conversation with Greg Ludwig, the celebrity ghost whisperer. Greg claims to have conversations with the likes of Judy Garland, all the way to the deceased Golden Girls, even Annabelle. Today we discuss these experiences on The Grave Talks.
Well, let me start by saying I'm a fourth-generation paranormal investigator.
Wow.
My great-grandfather initially, and then my grandfather a little bit, but my father was very, very involved. And he taught me a lot of things over the years. And so it really kind of started in my youth. And it had to do with personal experiences, along with, you know, discussions with my dad. And so to say what actually probably really sparked my interest, looking back, was several events that happened as a child. And I'll tell you one specific interesting story I was 13 at the time, roughly 13, 12, 13. And my next door neighbor, Brett, who is my best friend, his folks went out for the evening. And so a bunch of us were sitting around Brett's place, we're watching TV. Next thing I know, my sister Sue and Brett's sister Tammy go in the bathroom, and a minute later or so, they come running out screaming, bloody terror for crying out loud. And we're like, "What's up? What's up?" And I guess what they had done was they went in there and they went through the whole, Bloody Mary experience.
Okay.
And yeah, looking in the mirror with the lights off, and something spooked them, and out they ran. Interestingly, almost immediately after that, my sister says, let's play light as a feather, stiff as a board. And so we're all, a bunch of kids. Yeah, okay, so let's go ahead and do that. And the premise to that is somebody lays down on the floor and everybody puts two fingers underneath them, and we tell the story of their demise. And each person tells a piece of that story of how the person was, going to ultimately meet their demise. And with the final person completing the story. And my buddy Brett, he said, let's put a candle on, because you're supposed to have a candle when you do this. I don't know how he knew that, but he did. And he grabs this tall candle and he lights it. And the rest of us, there were eight of us. We all, put fingers under Sue, and we started telling a piece of the story. And the living room window was open. I grew up in Burbank, California. This was a triplex. Mm-hmm. Everybody had chimes, hanging from their, patio areas back then. And it was, but there was no wind that night. It was just a calm, warm evening. And where I lived, there's a train track adjacent to the street. And the Burbank airport was, just down, maybe a mile.
Sure.
And that was never really a big issue as kids, all the noise, you just every once in a while you'd hear a train, every once in a while you'd see a plane, and you just moved on. Mm-hmm. So, it was my friend Dave started the story, and the way the story had progressed was that Sue was walking, down the street home from school. And on the when it got to Kenny, who finalized it, actually, I think I have that backwards. It was Kenny and then Dave. And Dave gave the final coup de grace to Sue as she was walking across the street, getting hit by a car. Mm-hmm. And as soon as he started telling, and almost right as he finished, it was very weird, because this all happened at the very same time. The wind chimes outside all started chiming like crazy. A train was coming by the area at that very moment, speeding through, and a plane flew directly over our complex. All this happened at the very same time. In addition, the candle shot up about 12 inches as Sue lifted off of the ground. And at that very moment, like I said, this was all going on at the same time. And everybody will confirm, we could call people right now who will confirm exactly the same thing. And right at that very moment, Brett's dad, John, jumped in the window, and every one of us saw a different colored devil face. And we all shot under cushions, behind the couch, everywhere we could hide for that second. We were all kind of traumatized, but we were amazed by this.
Yeah.
And my friend Dave, who I still know all these people today. Brett's still my buddy. And Dave is a friend. We're all friends. When Dave was exploring my paranormal journeys, he said, "Well, Greg, it makes perfect sense that this is what you do, because this goes back to our youth and the things that we experienced at that point." I am a you know, it's funny because I'm a big cryptid guy.
Okay.
And, you know, big Bigfoot, big any cryptid. Okay. I love cryptids. And paranormal things I kind of had put on the back burner. In other words, as far as prioritizing my interests, at one point it was a little intimidating because I knew that I had a connection, and I knew that connection started from the time I was a kid. Mm-hmm. And so I kind of pushed it out for a while, but at some point I just couldn't anymore.
Sure.
And as my dad and I were getting more involved in talking about this stuff, I really kind of set off on, you know, paranormal investigation work. And I'm currently known as, you know, the celebrity ghost whisperer, because I do a lot of work with dead celebrities and get a lot of communications from them. Actually, Judy Garland actually asked me a question, you know, and mm-hmm. still Getty from the Golden Girls, you know. When I walk up, she says, "Greg," you know, and mm-hmm. and I do this stuff through, you know, I try to do everything scientifically. So I do this stuff through mainly ghost boxes. I have one that was made for me by Katie Stafford, you know, he's the paranormal mad scientist, right? And anyway, so Katie's made me a number of tools, but I have one specific tool, and it's called the Nanocom Plus that okay. he made. That I don't understand it. I get amazing results out of this tool, and people like my publicist and whatnot say, "Well, this takes both of you, you know, because whenever somebody else tries to use this thing, they don't get the result that you get."
Sure.
So it's interesting, you know. It's an amazing little tool. I'll be happy to sell it to you for about $2 million because I am not interested in getting rid of that.
Yeah. What does the tool specifically do? I mean, is from what you can understand about it.
Okay. Well, it travels. I believe three different bandwaves, I believe, for this one, and what it does basically just radio waves, right? And the concept is that. A spirit can reach into these band waves and find the words
okay,
so to grab and use and spit out of the machine.
So is this similar to like a ghost box where it's grabbing frequencies and
exactly.
manipulating? Okay.
Exactly.
Okay.
Exactly. It's a little noisy, but even still, it's fantastic. The responses, even though there's a lot of chatter, or, you know, a lot of white noise, and sometimes a lot of chatter, because when I go to the Hollywood Forever Cemetery, I mean, they all want to talk, and I have to tell them, "Hey, look, I'm here to talk to so-and-so. So please, I'll try to give you a chance after I'm done."
Mm-hmm.
And that does tend to work. It does tend to help. And like I said, I do get direct responses, and these are things that are verified on camera. You could go to my Instagram, you know, at Ghost Inspector Greg, and you can scroll down and any video that I'm in at a cemetery, watch it, and you'll see for yourself.
Yeah.
The communication that happens. So again, to come full circle, I believe that. And there were other experiences too as a kid, right? So I just believe that there's a for some reason I have a connection. And I don't go around claiming to be some medium or anything like that.
Mm-hmm.
Do I have those abilities? Yes, I do, but I don't utilize that.
Mm-hmm.
Or at least I try not to. And I try to do everything scientifically. You know, with machines, I'm not going to sit there and tell somebody, "Ooh, so-and-so is talking to me and said this." Okay.
Sure.
However, that said, okay, I have friends that are mediums and people that I believe actually definitely have that gift very strongly, by the way. But anyway, that's to ultimately answer your question. Yeah, yeah. Back to my youth, you know,
yeah.
Just those sort of experiences.
Do you, let me ask you if I'm hearing correctly from part of the story that you had said, one of your friends literally flew up into the air when those things were happening simultaneously with the plane and all of that?
Oh, it was my sister, and she lifted up in the air about, I don't know, maybe it's 6 inches, eight inches, something like that. She came off of the ground for sure.
Oh my gosh. Well, I mean, when, was it like a levitation, like it's, she's sitting in the air for a moment, or is it like a, you know, toss up and toss down?
Well, let me just tell you, this all happened so quickly. Okay. She came off of the ground and everything happened at the same time. Everybody could see hear everything and see everything. So she came off of the ground and then it was just bam, right during that time. Mm-hmm. And then John jumps in the window and we all scram. So I don't know if she went thumping back down to the ground or just jumped or what.
Yeah.
But it was a very real experience.
Yeah.
And here's the thing about you know, my most of my experiences. Okay. The only ones I'll talk about, or I'll qualify them other if not, the only ones I really talk about are things that, you know, happened that, you know, there were other people there that had the same thing, experienced the same thing. You follow me? You know what
sure,
I mean?
Sure.
Let me just tell you, I mean, you know, I don't want to, if you have another question, but let me tell you a bit of a ghost story.
Sure.
Okay. And this happened right here in my cul-de-sac. Live up in an area in the, I'm in Northern LA County, and, you know, there was this properties up there, and this specific property where we live at one point was owned by a family called the Agajanian family. Mm-hmm. And they had a pretty good piece of property, and you know, understand these people, you know, they were born, raised, lived, and died right here on the property. Right?
Yeah, yeah.
And then, you know, buried on the property. And then, you know, years, many, many, many years later, in come the earth movers and the graders, you know, make house pads out of all that property and sell them to people like me. And then, you know, new lives are started there. Right. So that's what happened. We bought a lot. They built the house. And when we finally moved into our cul-de-sac, there were about five or six families that all moved in about the same time. And it took it was a little while, at least a couple of months, maybe a month, 2 months. We're pretty much settled in. And one night, you know, I'm just upstairs in bed, and all of a sudden, you know, I'm awoken, and there's this guy that looks like Gandalf the Grey, literally standing at the foot of my bed, smiling at me. And he had long hair, long beard. He had some sort of robe on. He just looked like Gandalf the Grey, to be honest with you. And then I just kind of sat up looking at him, and poof, he vanished. So I said, okay, well, whatever. You know, the next night I'm awoken again, and this same character is walking through my bedroom door. And as he walks through my door, once again, he goes poof, and in runs my son. My, you know, 6-7-year-old son. He's like, I can't sleep. I said, okay, come on up here, Bubba. You know, and you know, he jumped in and fell fast asleep. And that was that. But my neighbor, John, who lives right across from me still right now, okay, comes over to me the next day, and he says, hey, have you had any weird experiences the last couple of nights? And I said, well, what do you mean? He says, have you seen anything? And he knew that I was a paranormal investigator. And I said, well, yes, I did. And I said, so, you know, what was your deal? And he told me, well, the last two nights, this couple, a man and a woman dressed in 1800 style clothing, were standing over Julie, his wife. And then they were smiling down on her, and then they would vanish. And he said, I saw them both nights, same exact thing. And, you know, I didn't want to alarm him. You know, I said, well, look, okay, I had this happen the last two nights. And I told him about, you know, the Gandalf the Grey guy. And I said, you know, John, but remember, you know, we both have new businesses. We've got new homes, you know, young families, you know, maybe it could have something to do with, you know, lack of sleep or something, you know, just anxieties, sure. You know, from all this. And he says, yeah, but then his wife, Julie, walks over. And she was hearing the conversation, mm-hmm. and she said, Greg, that's not what it is. And you know it. She says, because I saw them too. So what makes this experience so amazing to me, okay, is, you know, me alone coming to you and saying, hey, I saw some Gandalf character in my, you know, yeah. on my bed. Blah, blah, blah. I mean, you know, that's okay. Well, that's hearsay, whatever. Right. And then when John comes over, you know, and he says his thing, okay, it's still interesting, right? It's still hearsay. It's maybe, mm-hmm. maybe a little more credibility, maybe.
Yeah.
But then when Julie comes over and Julie says, hey, I saw it too. That's what makes the story amazing. That's what adds the credibility to it. Three people involved in the same sort of thing. And these are, again, these are the kind of experiences that I have. Mm-hmm. I'll never just tell somebody a ghost story. Okay. Although I do have a couple that are pretty fun that a couple of friends have told me. Right. So, sure. But you know, it's hearsay, but still they're fun stories.
Yeah.
But my stuff is, you know, involves more than just me.
In your years of experience doing this, do you find that entities will come out and make themselves known more likely in a setting that is a group of people that is there that can recount this and can be witness, or does it more frequently happen when you're kind of by yourself and it's your word, you know, against anybody else's?
Well, you know, when I go to, for instance, the Hollywood Forever Cemetery or mm-hmm. Westlake Cemetery, you know, somebody's always there with me. You know, however, I'll tell you, the last time I went to the Hollywood Forever Cemetery, I went there with my publicist, and she always films me. And if she can, a friend will come. But, you know, the last time we went, you know, I was getting nothing, you know. And finally she says, well, hey, I got to go. I got a meeting. I said, okay, no problem. I'm going to stick around a little while.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden, I was getting great communication. Johnny Ramone from the Ramones, you know, I have a few videos in my Instagram with him. Mm-hmm. And the more recent one was just me holding it. And sure enough, you know, I say, you know, I said, hey, Johnny, it's Ghost Inspector Greg. He says, hey, he said, how's everything going? And some sort of, I think, good or something like that. I said, awesome. I said, well, can you play me a guitar lick? He says, sure. And then a couple seconds go by. And then sure enough, bam, 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 you know, just a guitar lick. It's not something from like a song. You know what I mean? It's like somebody just sitting, messing around, you know?
How are you getting these messages? Is this through the box you were talking about earlier, or is just,
yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
Specifically that box.
Yeah.
I have a lot of tools I could use, but why bother?
Sure. Okay. If you have one that works. Yeah, definitely.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. And then, you know, I said, well, thank you a lot. Appreciate that, Johnny. And he says, love you, man. And off he goes. And that was it. I turned off the machine and that was it. And, you know, it's just, but this happened, but we were getting nothing for some reason mm-hmm. when she was there, and we had gotten lots of things from him before when she was there.
Yeah.
So I don't know the rhyme nor reason to that on that day. Yeah, I mean, like I said, Judy Garland, you know, asks me a question, you know, and I don't want to veer from what your original question was.
Mm-hmm.
So let me know if I am.
No, you're good. I mean, just kind of let the conversation take us where it will, because I have a whole bunch of, you know, I never have questions lined up ahead of time. I just kind of make them as we go. So I have plenty that I want to dig into. But
awesome.
But tell me about the Julie Garland experience that you had.
Oh my gosh. Okay, and again, this is all on my Instagram. Okay, there's one you guys can watch and look, and where I'm outside in the back by my pool, and I'm telling talking about this experience. So, I first go to Judy Garland the first time, and you know, drummed up conversation. What's your favorite movie you ever made? She said Wizard. Okay, a couple other questions I can't remember. They're specific, but I said, hey, you know, we're also, I guess, you know, both black coffee drinkers, you know, and she says, high five. And a couple other things. Thank you, Judy. You're welcome. You know, stuff like that. And then we were out of there. but I said, oh, gosh, I must forget the most critical part. I said, Judy, is there anything that you would like me to tell your loved ones, your daughter, Liza? And very quietly, you hear, love you. And then a second later, louder, love you. And I said, okay, I'm going to pass that message on. Mm-hmm. So went back, you know, posted it on Instagram, did all the stuff. And then when we went back to the cemetery, went back to her, and I said, hey, Judy, it's Ghost Inspector Greg. And she acknowledged me. I said, hey, I want you to know that I gave the message that you loved her to your daughter, Liza. And I said, and the way I did this, Judy, was through something called social media. And it's like video where everybody in the whole world basically has access to it.
Mm-hmm.
And see, understand, Judy Garland died in 69. That was before people were using any sort of video.
Oh, sure. I mean, yeah.
They weren't using it. And after explaining this to her, I said, you know, she said, are you for real? I said, yeah, I'm for real. And my publisher starts just freaking out because it's, and when we were done, she says, play that back. That is not what she said. And when we played it back, what she said was, you mean like a real?
Yes.
So she asked me a question right now.
Yeah. Yeah.
She needed clarification.
Yeah.
And sure enough, that's what it said. And I'm like, and you could hear it yourself. And I'm just like, wow. You know, you don't always necessarily pick up exactly what they say, you know?
Yeah.
But I really find, look, I've had some amazing experiences. Okay. You know, from my experience with the show called Ghost Adventures, I was on the Annabelle's Curse episode where we investigated the Zach Bagans Haunted Museum with the Ghost Adventures team, and I've had amazing experiences there. And so, to say in comparison, what's better? Or what's my best experience? Well, you know, the things that happened to me at that museum were pretty phenomenal, I have to say. But there's nothing really more amazing than being asked a question by Judy Garland.
Sure.
Even like Estelle Getty saying, you know, Greg, I mean, you know, when I go over there, we literally have a joking conversation, me and Estelle. It's crazy.
When you go into like the Hollywood Forever Cemetery, do you go in with the intention of, I want to communicate with Estelle Getty today, or I want to communicate with Michael Jackson, or insert dead person here? Or do you just kind of go in there and see who comes by and do they identify themselves?
No, I specifically go to them.
Okay.
And every once, you know, whenever I go, I usually hunt down somebody else. Like Darren McGavern, who's one of my childhood heroes. He was an actor who did a show, you know, it was called The Night Stalker Chronicles. Mm-hmm. And such a fun show, because he was such a silly, funny guy. And he would, you know, in every episode, he would, you know, get himself mixed up with whatever the creature or vampire or whatever it was that was doing these murders. He was always close to getting killed. You know, fun show that you can still watch on YouTube today, which is so cool. And all of a sudden, there he is. I didn't even realize he was there. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, this guy also has a little bit to the, you know, I mean, he's also has credit to why I do what I do today. Mm-hmm. And so going to talk to him was, I was so excited. And the problem I had around him was he was tight in with a bunch of others. And there was just way, though I believe I had some contact. In fact, I'm pretty sure. But it's there was just way too much chatter. People, they realize what I'm doing. They want to say, they want to talk. They want to speak into this thing. And I just, you know, so I had to back out of there because I couldn't get what I, you know, I kept trying to tell him, hey, I'm here to talk to Darren, please stop. And I just couldn't get anything useful. Mm-hmm. But that was that spot. Usually it isn't quite like that. You know, yeah, there'll be things that'll chime in, but pretty much usually I can get some pretty good communication, but unfortunately I wasn't with him, but you know, that's what I mean. I might just go, I find out who's there and I go and I specifically go to those locations. And when I go to the Hollywood Forever Cemetery, I usually go there to visit the same ones a lot of times. Mm-hmm. I mean, Burt Reynolds, I'll make sure I hit up Burt Reynolds. You know, I always go by Johnny Ramone. I'll usually stop in Judy Garland. And one time I didn't go by Estelle Getty. And I think the next time I could tell that she was mad at me that I didn't go by the last time I had been there. You know, it's a magical place. It's very odd. You know, right down there in the middle of, you know, kind of the, I guess you say the east side of Hollywood, and in the, you know, a lot of studios and stuff around there. And it looks from the outside like it's just going to be a small little place. But when you go in there, it's sort of like entering another world. It's huge.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, it's so much larger than you would have thought. And very peaceful, and I feel very safe to go to.
Why does it seem that there's so many spirits, celebrity spirits specifically, residing in the cemetery itself, where you can literally go to specific areas and communicate with specific ones where their resting place is? Why would they stay in this cemetery? Or is it they're not necessarily always there, but it's kind of the portal, or lack of a better term, where they can kind of come and go? Is that what's going on, or what's your thoughts there?
Well, I think you kind of hit the nail on the head with the using sort of like the term portal, the ability to reach out and communicate. I think, and again, it's not just celebrities. Mm-hmm. I could go to anybody and have that conversation, but you know, I'm the celebrity ghost whisperer, so that's where I go.
Sure.
But it's hard to really, it's a hard question to answer, because if I can, I could talk about, and I mentioned his name real quick, but it was Mickey Rooney.
Yeah.
Okay. And Mickey Rooney is on the outside of a mausoleum. He has a square just for him. Okay. And others around him, obviously, but there's Mickey Rooney right on this wall. And Mickey Rooney says, you know, I'm talking to Mickey Rooney, and he says, they put me in a box. I said, well, yeah, they did. Mickey, you're definitely in a box. You know, here you are, you know. Mm-hmm. blah, blah, blah. I'm talking to a few, trying to get some communication out of him. And then finally I said, well, hey, you know, thank you, Mickey. I appreciate your time. And he said, good night. Or I said, is there anything else you have to say? And he said, good night. Mm-hmm. So he didn't say good day. Okay. Mm-hmm. And this was about 9 o'clock in the morning. So what does he see? Maybe sure. he sees nothing but blackness. Mm-hmm. But yet they can communicate. I don't get it. So if I was to give you an answer to that question, my answer is ultimately I don't know, but I believe that somehow they are able to reach out when they know that someone is trying to communicate with them, that they can reach out and answer through the device. And again, people will tell you that not anybody can do this, that it's me. Maybe it is, maybe it's not. But it seems to be me with this device.
Well, it makes you, I mean, with all the time that you spent doing it, you know, essentially, have you developed a rapport with the dead celebrities that they recognize you? They feel more safe to communicate with you versus, you know, Joe Blow, who's driving in from Ohio, trying to use their phone app to communicate with them. Maybe you seem more like a trusted source that they can communicate with.
Yeah, well, you know what? How often does anybody go to them, right, mm-hmm. with a device and say, hey, look, reach into this device and pull out your words and we can communicate? See, I'm guessing very rarely.
I'm almost guessing more frequently now than before.
You know? Maybe more frequently now. You know, what made me go there the first time is interesting. There's a paranormal girl out there, something spooky. I can't remember exactly, but you know, I saw a picture that she posted on her Instagram. It's mm-hmm. like her standing next to Johnny Ramone, you know, and I'm looking, she's got no devices or anything. She's just taking a picture by Johnny Ramone's grave.
Yeah.
And immediately I thought, now, wait a minute. You're a paranormal investigator, man. Why aren't you? If you're there, you have this opportunity right now to communicate. Why aren't you? Mm-hmm. And it was at that moment that I said, you know what? Yeah, I'm going. And that was been a couple of years now, and probably three. And I've been going there, you know, going periodically, go back there. And that was the thing. I mean, my work. I wouldn't want to go to a place like that and not attempt communication. You know what I mean?
That wraps up part one of our conversation with Greg. In part two, why does it seem that so many spirits of celebrities reside in these Hollywood cemeteries? Are the ghosts of celebrities still seeking the spotlight in death? Are the spirits of Hollywood Forever Cemetery able to interact with one another? And what's happened when Greg was recording an episode of Ghost Adventures called Annabelle's Curse? Those questions and stories in part two. Until next time, for all of us at The Grave Talks, I'm Tony Bruschi. Thanks for listening.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/audioboom.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Wayfair's biggest sale of the season is here. Right now, score up to 80% off everything home, plus fast and free shipping site-wide. Shop now through July 28th at Wayfair.com.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.
Big news! Wayfair's biggest sale of the season is here. It's Black Friday in July. Right now, score up to 80% off everything home at Wayfair. Get our lowest prices of the summer for 5 days only. Plus, amazing doorbuster deals and 24-hour surprise flash deals with fast and free shipping site-wide. So don't wait. Head to Wayfair.com today to score up to 80% off now through July 28th.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org. One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org. One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th. So get your tickets now at Kosai.org. One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org. One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th. So get your tickets now at kosai.org. One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th. So get your tickets now at kosai.org.